I'm on a bus with chains around my feet and hands. This is incarceration. This is what it's like to be locked up. My thoughts are far away from what led up to this judgment. My life has been planned out. In college, I was a pre-law. I was supposed to be on the opposite side of these bars. Keeping people out of jail was supposed to be my calling. Now I'm in jail. I have no name, just a number. 194947. All personal items are stripped from me and placed in a box. And there I lie, bare, exposed for all to see. Nothing prepares me for this experience. Nothing within my household of women could have prepared me for being placed in a room no bigger than a garage with 20 men, none of whom I know, none of whom knows me by name. Fear, angry, hurt, so many emotions run through my body, my mind. All the while, it's enemy against enemy, rival against rival, friend against friend. I've seen it right before my eyes. 5, 6, 7 people on one. I am to live, not die. To be a man, to be dominant, to have dominion. I find love for my fellow man in prison, but then I'm face to face with niggers. I have to avoid niggers, hood niggers, street niggers, pimp niggers, real niggers. Only by being a nigger, I am told, can I survive. So I make the change. The passive become the aggressor. I channel the anger of all who say no. I hear my brother's voice in my head. You just like your father, a no good nigga. Every time you compromise something inside you, your spirit dies. Will I say all was bad? The answer is no. Learning to bond and make friends was just as important. I'm just more blessed by those who became friends. One of them was Kevin Belton, who is already involved in the writing project. We have been a part of each other's lives for many years, though we never really knew one another until now. He was one who asked me to be a part of this project. His reasoning could be abstract, even to him. We didn't always understand that which we do. So I have to come from disorder to order, from the seen to the unseen, fate. Sure, I've been to prison. I've seen its structure, influence, maturity, and religion. I've seen the world within all worlds. Yet to be with men in many worlds is to know you are strong, you are weak, caring, sharing. That's the whole true dominion. That's how I became an alpha male.